coming up this Sunday night at 7 at the Long Center for the Performing Arts. It's the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony and a wonderful concert that includes works by Brahms, Memo de Falla, and Camille Saint-Saëns. Joining me is their guest conductor, Adam Bodoni. Hello.
Hey, John.
And soloist and one of the student players, Connor Henge.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about this piece and why did you use this one for the competition?
So Saint-Saëns is one of my favorite cello concertos. It's one that I've listened to for a long time and that I had the option between, really any concertos that I wanted. It's definitely a very difficult, very virtuosic piece. It's a lot of fun and I've been playing it for quite a long time now. So I'm really excited to perform it with the orchestra.
We're looking forward to it Sunday evening at 7. Adam, this is a wonderful program for young people. Brahms is really this academic festival overture. If they go on to, play maybe in college or even on in the professional lives, this is a piece that they're going to probably play a couple of times throughout their career.
Yeah, that's right. It's really a wonderful piece. And the backstory of the Brahms is also somewhat academic in and of itself. So Brahms wrote it in 1880. In 1879, he was offered a doctor of philosophy from the University of Breslau, and he sent them a thank you card, and they said, thank you for your thank you card, but we need you to write us a piece. So he wrote them this piece, and we talked about this in rehearsal. It's filled with these collegiate songs. Some of them are drinking songs. Some of them are hunting songs. An interesting part about this piece that not many people know is just a few years before that, in 1876, Brahms was offered a doctorate of music from, do you know where, John? Have you heard this story?
I don't know if I know Oxford, right?
Cambridge.
Close. Knew it was in England, but yeah.
And they were going to, and it was a doctor of music, and they were going to roll out the red carpet, and Brahms just didn't want to travel by boat and didn't want to have the fuss, so he declined.
This is a very charming work, whether you know these, collegiate songs or not, but it's kind of cool, I think, that he wanted to keep the students in mind writing this. Also on the program is a very rhythmic, fun piece by Memo de Falla. Connor, how is it to put this piece together, the three-cornered hat?
It's probably the most difficult piece I've ever had to put together with an orchestra, and that's saying a lot. It's very mentally challenging. A lot of times it's a bit counterintuitive, but the overall, the end product is really cool.
You know, Adam, this is a piece that, as we talk about the Brahms sort of being standard rep, this is one that has a showcase for all over the orchestra. I mean, this is a very challenging horn part. This is challenging string parts. Everyone's counting. I bet you have to count on this one too, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is another virtuosic piece. I feel every time I'm in here talking with you, we're talking about a virtuosic piece. It's counting crazy. There's extended technique. One of the reasons this piece is so challenging is because de Falla spent a lot of time in Paris studying with some of the great French impressionistic masters, Ducas, Debussy, and Ravel. And so he came back from Paris and then just spewed that all on the page. And so they're incredibly difficult runs. The registers of all the instruments are pushed to the limits. Yeah, very challenging.
Yeah, and fun, ultimately. Lots of great sounds with the music by Memo de Falla, the three-cornered hat. It's on the program Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the Long Center for the Performing Arts with the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony. This is always sort of a special concert. I'll put this question to both of you guys, that it, sort of comes down to the end of the year, and I even sort of get goosebumps, and I'm not even thinking about it, but the idea of I'm not even in the group, but this is sort of senior year, end of the year, those sort of things. Those are kind of special for season finales and for graduating, isn't it?
For sure.
Is it sort of exciting to think, oh gosh, I've been in the orchestra a few years and now it's nice to have been principal cello and to move on?
For certain. And on top of that, the fact that I get to solo with the orchestra in my final concert, it's really a big deal to me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, and it's got to be fun to, I know you've just had graduation at Purdue and you guys have, gone through and had a, big showcase for all the ensembles, but it's got to be neat to be sort of involved with these young people and sort of their, graduation concert for some of the seniors.
Absolutely. It's like the cherry on top of the sundae of this semester. Getting a chance to get my hands involved in the community outside of Purdue is a great opportunity.
Well, the concert is Sunday night, 7 o'clock at the Long Center. I always like to ask, what would you say to potential audience members other than, sort of friends and family? What would you say to colleagues to come to this concert? What would you say to community folks to come out and support you guys?
I would say that we're playing some of the most fantastic music I think I've ever played with this orchestra, and it's going to be a great concert, so you should come.
Yeah, and the de Falla will blow your mind, so come for that.
Also on the program, besides Defaya, Brahms, and Saint-Saëns, is a composer who's going to be really celebrated in the next year or so. That 2018 marks the 100th birthday of Leonard Bernstein. And on this program is the Candide Overture. This is a real fun one. A lot of joy in it. And it uses so many great tunes from the opera.
Yeah. We watched the video of Bernstein conducting this. Most people watch the video from the mid-80s. But there's one from the late 50s where it's in black and white. And one thing to note is he takes it so fast in the 50s, and then he takes it a little bit slower in the 80s. We prefer the slower tempo because it's such a technically challenging piece. It really is lickety-split.
It's got to be fun. You know, there's this one very lyrical section that your neighbors in the viola section come out with and play this melody, and then it passes around. It's got to be fun to sort of, because this is different than the Brahms. This is different than the Defy, even different than your concerto. It's got to be kind of fun to play, I bet.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play. It's very challenging, again, like the other pieces, but there's a lot of contrast between the other pieces that we're playing, and it makes for a really diverse program.
And it's short.
It's very fast.
Yeah.
Flies by. Adam Bodoni is my guest. Connor Henge is here with us, the cellist and soloist for the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto. Thanks for coming by, and we're really looking forward to the concert.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.